It's been nearly a month since the swollen Missouri River and its tributaries started to flood western Iowa. In southwest Iowa's Fremont County, hundreds of homes remained evacuated with no word of when people can go back. IPR's Katie Pikus visited Fremont County and joined a family that braved the floodwaters to see their home.
Matt Scoville and his family are visiting their home just outside of Percival. Flooding has kept them away for about a month, but they've decided to grab some of their things and assess the damage. Matt is breaking out some of the walls in his home with a hammer to pull out insulation. He doesn't want mold to grow where the floodwaters touched.
We have to stop the mold from growing up the walls, and what it'll do is it'll soften it all the way here, and then the insulation behind the wall will get wet and mold, and then you'll have a lot more issues than what we already have.
Just 2 weeks ago, the Scovilles' home was flooded with about 3 feet of water, and Matt was sure they had lost it. Now he says they are going to do everything they can to save it. They bought the house in December 2017 and spent close to a year gutting and remodeling it. Matt and his wife Andrea plan to retire there. But right now there's mud and debris in every room of their ground floor.
I don't even know how to, I've been numb since the day it happened because I don't know. We went from having three homes in January to having nothing, basically.
It's finally just kicking in that you're just like, it's gone. You know, the stuff you work so hard for.
Clothes left in the dryer are soaked from the flood. 16-year-old JC's truck is ruined. She says it's hard looking at everything washed away.
It's just devastating. I mean, it took us so long to get to where we were, and there's so much work, a lot of hard work put into the house, and just to see it all washed away, it's crazy.
To get here, we had to take a small rickety airboat that holds about 350 pounds. On the way home, with the weight of five of us, several backpacks, and even a trumpet case, we're well over capacity as we boat through the floodwaters. We get stuck.
Push off on it. It'll help.
Where's that oar?
We're running out of time before it gets dark. Floodwaters seep into the boat. Our clothes are a little wet and our legs are muddy.
Oh my gosh, this is so scary.
Ultimately, we make it back to safety, but it was quite a trip. Fremont County's Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Crisilius says he can understand why people want to see their homes, but he says it's just not safe to do that yet.
This is a small county. We're not a rich county, and we are not equipped to do a swift water rescue out there.
One person died last month from hypothermia after driving around a barricade and getting stuck in ice-cold floodwaters.
We're trying to keep from losing people.
Evacuation orders and road closures are still in place in the western portion of the county. Crisilius says he's had enough of people risking their lives.
So please, if you come down here and there's a sign that says road closed ahead, turn around. It's there for a reason.
The Scovilles have been staying in a camper at a state park while they remain evacuated. They plan to move their camper to their yard as soon as the order is lifted. They'll live in tight quarters as they work on the house. But Crisilius says it could be months before it's safe for some people to go back home.
We got to get rid of water, and we got to get some roads fixed before we can, with a clear conscience, allow people to go back out there.
And that means for now, the Scovilles and hundreds of others are adjusting to a new way of life. In Fremont County, I'm Katie Pikus, Iowa Public Radio News.